SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. So we'll do all the NFL here in this hour. Big slate, of course, heading into the weekend. One other thing, Joe, as the governor is in Oregon State for this game, huh?
Oh! The governor!
And Spence on the call. Wow! How about that?
That's a great, well, you know it's a big game. The governor, when you get the governor.
Now, is he doing double dipping again? Remember last week, Joe, he did Purdue on Purdue, Wisconsin Friday, and then did USC.
I watch all the games with no sound, so I could really can't tell you.
Here comes the jaw coming down the... I saw Cam Rising with the jacket on, Joe, so I guess he's not in the mix tonight. No Cam. We knew that anyway. We knew he wasn't going to play. So there you go.
I don't like how you're starting this. I got to be honest.
Well, we know who's going to win this game.
Yeah, we do. You're starting off. I'm going to beat you down.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard. We've got all the NFL preview and picks this hour. Mike Carver with you along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I'm really excited for this weekend. I might even be more excited than last weekend. Last weekend, I was terrible. But college, pro, I'm so excited for this weekend. Now we get to see who the best team in the AFC is this weekend, right? Is it Buffalo? Is it Miami?
In the AFC East, you would say, right?
You never know. I mean,
AFC East. I would not say anybody dethrones the Chiefs until I see them beat them in the playoffs. So that's the only time that I can say the Chiefs aren't the best team in the AFC.
All right, you're right. You might be right about that. That's possible. I'm just saying, if Miami or Buffalo win that ball game by double digits, you're going to have the over.
I don't think that's going to happen. You're right that if one team did win it by that amount, that probably would be the case. They played three times last year, Joe. Dolphins won by two, Bills won by three, Bills won by three. So these games have been very tight. And really the three last year, I forget who was on Coast to Coast this week. It might have been Warren Sharp who brought it up with Scotty. You know, then Josh Allen's 9-1 against the Dolphins. Sean McDermott's numbers against Tua. Like, there's all these numbers to do. But really, Joe, anything before Mike McDaniel, it's like, does it matter? Probably not. Like, you know, when Flores was the coach and Chan Gailey was the offense, like, I don't think that we could use that stuff. I think that the three games last year are what you can look at in terms of trying to get a little idea for this game.
Let me ask you this, though. If Buffalo wins by 17, I'm just saying a blow.
Sure.
Then everybody will say,
they're going to get gassed up, yeah.
Right. See, you know.
They're going to fly up your Super Bowl board. Allen's going to fly up the MVP board. You know, you're going to get all that stuff that happens.
Right.
Sure. No doubt. But I think the same thing's going to happen if the Dolphins win by 10 or 17, especially with how they've played the first 3 weeks. You know? So I think you're right. It's big in that aspect. Right now, Joe, we've seen 2.5 for a lot of the week. I got a 3 right now. Bills minus 3. 53.5 is the total. Basically, if you ask around, the Joe Poe is on the Dolphins. And is on the Bills. So
you think this
take
is
it as yeah, take it as you want.
Play. It's a principle.
Now each team does have a significant injury on defense, Joe. Jordan Poyer is not going to play for the Bills at safety. Now, you go look at the Bills' record when Poyer doesn't play the last couple of years. It's not very good, including last year in Miami when he did not play in that 21-19 game that the Bills lost. And the Dolphins are going to be without Jalen Phillips, linebacker, who, if you go and look back at those games last year, he gave Allen a lot of fits. So those are significant on each defense, Joe, for this game.
I agree. Now, it's up to which quarterback or which offense could exploit those weaknesses. If you're Miami and Waddle's back in that lineup, you're sending, with Poyer out, I'm sending Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on double post routes, no?
Yeah.
You know, or a seam and a post on the same side, and then get Devon Achane and Mostert out in space in terms of the passing attack and see if he could stop us. I mean, let's see if they're good. That would be my way of attacking it from an offensive perspective. Again, do you think Miami goes? I don't think they go in running the football. That's the strength of Buffalo. And I know statistically they're giving up like 100 yards per game, but they shut down Brian Robinson for the most part. He did get 80 yards, but it was all in garbage time. Do we really believe Devon Achane and Mostert are going to get like they did a couple of weeks ago against New England?
Achane.
Devon Achane, I said.
No, it's Achane now. He put out a press release, Joe. Achane.
There we go. We're switching every...
Once the guy had a huge game, they changed his name.
All right. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just giving you the update. All right. I'm giving you the...
You know, he's the rookie out of A&M. How about we...
You didn't see the missive. I'm sorry.
People butcher my name. It's got four letters in it.
Here's what I'll say to you about this game. You know, obviously, I'm rooting for the Bills. You know, I think the number is really tough to play because, as I just told you, all three games last year were right on this number. So I think that that's pretty deadly. But this is a heavy total at 53.5, mostly because the Dolphins scored 70 last week, and the Bills have scored 35-plus the last 2 weeks. I think this is a low-scoring game, Joe. I think this is low 20s, 24-20 type of game. And I think it's under the 53.5. That's what I would like the most in this game from that department.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, under.
I'm with you on the under, but these. Yeah, no, I believe it'll be an under, but at the end of the day, I still lean to Buffalo, and I'm a Dolphin fan.
Okay.
It's scary, but again, I'm not betting this game. If it gets overextended one way, or let's say there is no scoring in the first quarter, might jump on the in-game total then from that perspective.
All right. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. More NFL for Sunday, week number 4 in the NFL. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Yeah. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Yeah. Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. Let's roll through some of these, and then we'll do the picks later in the hour. The first of 5 games overseas across the pond. Our first 9:30 a.m. game of the season is this week at Wembley, where the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, of course, play in London every year, and in fact, this year, Joe, they're ratcheting it up a little bit. They're playing 2 games there. So they will play the Falcons here on Sunday, stay in London, and play the Bills again next week. You know what they call that, Joe? An advantage.
Double.
They call that an advantage to me, especially for next week. I'm interested to see, obviously, late Sunday night what that Bill-Jaguar line is going to be in London, because I feel that's a major advantage. But either way, Falcons are getting 3 in this spot. 43.5 is the total. Jaguar offense, Joe, has really sputtered the past couple weeks. Even the first week when they played the Colts, they did some good things early, got down in the game, had a little explosion in the fourth quarter, but they have not looked like the team that everybody was so high on coming into this year after how they finished.
No, great point. I mean, here's the thing. They have a perfect get-right spot. They've been to London a number of times. It's almost like a home game. They're the team that in the NFL that has played there the most. And they still have a one-dimensional offense on the other side in terms of Atlanta. Atlanta got completely shut down by Detroit. Now, Detroit is a much better team, especially from a defensive perspective. We saw what they did against Green Bay on Thursday night. But still, if you're Trevor Lawrence, you got to believe you could go to London and out-duel Des Ritter and put up 28 to 30 points on that defense, no? I mean, that's the way I look at it. If I'm Doug Peterson, scrap the rushing attack with ETN and throw it all over the yard. Can we stop already?
Yeah, I know that you have a thing with Atlanta, that you just don't like them and stuff, but their defense is a lot better than you're kind of giving them credit for. Like, you're talking like they're some, you know, some half-ass unit that's not that good. I don't think that's the case at all, to be quite honest with you. I really don't. I think they're a pretty decent unit. I know they lost last week to Detroit. Detroit kind of pushed them around a little. 20-6 was the final. Offense didn't help them out at all. You know, I just don't see that. Now, I kind of lean to the Jaguars in this game, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they're getting – this is going to be some pushed-around game. You know what I really love is I love the under.
I love the over.
Well, I like the under. I think it's an under 43.5 game.
The dead under, huh?
Yeah, what's been the I feel like the totals, I'm going to look it up real fast right now. I feel like the London games have some under juice to them, no? Let me see. Here, quickly, Joe. I want to see if I could just get the...
Well, last year was Jacksonville-Denver dead under.
Dead under in that game. Here we go. I have the list for you. 21-17, dead under. I think the Giant-Packer game, 27-22, that was an over.
Right.
Viking-Saints was 28-25, so that had to go over. Now, the Jaguars the year before, 23-20, that was probably an under. Or maybe not. The Jags weren't that good that year, Joe. That was the Urban Meyer year, right? That was their first win that year.
Yeah, but that was the win against Miami.
Falcons did play here in 2021. They beat the Jets 27-20. Was that Smith's first year, Joe, right? This is Smith's third year. So, you know, that we do bring up Jacksonville's familiarity with doing this, but Smith and his staff have done this at least, Joe. It's not like this is his first time doing it. So that's something to consider.
Again, how do you attack Jacksonville? I mean, C.J. Stroud threw for 280. It's got to be Des Ritter, no?
I like unders again, here, Joe.
Again,
I like unders.
If you're going to run it on the because you're in London and because you just want to get out of there, then, yeah, you go to the under. If you're Atlanta with your back against the wall, you start out 2-0, you lose last week, you go to London, you don't want to be 500. You got to throw caution to the wind. At the end of the day, don't you have to know what you have in your quarterback in terms of Des Ritter or not?
Yeah, but, I mean, you just have to go by what you've watched from them. They're very reluctant to throw the football. Very reluctant.
But then
they want to run it.
Jacksonville if they
want to run
it. If Jacksonville starts fast, it's over.
I don't disagree with you. In fact, you could say that about the Falcons every week. You know, I think if a team starts fast, and like Detroit built a couple score lead against them last week, they couldn't come back from it. They need to play from ahead. They need to play from ahead and run the football, and that usually translates to unders.
Mm.
And that's kind of where it goes. So that's kind of where I'm sitting with it, Joe. I think it's probably an under for me as we sit here on this date. Next up for you. The Steelers go to Houston. Steelers now 2-1 as they've gotten some really great defensive performances. T.J. Watt's been excellent. Pickett finally threw two touchdown passes Sunday night in Vegas. And the Texans got their first win of the season. C.J. Stroud has been very good so far. But, Joe, here's where I'll say this. I don't think Stroud has seen a defensive line and a pass rush like he's going to see for the first time, and with a very depleted offensive line. They got a lot of injuries on that Texan offensive line, and that could be trouble for Stroud, as good as he's been, when you've got Watt and those other guys coming after him.
It's possible, but I'm still going to lean to C.J. Stroud. I really like him. I like what they're doing in terms of, you know, calling the game plan around his strengths. Kenny Pickett stepped up. That's all well and good, but they're still not running the football consistently, Pittsburgh. And I like D'Amico Ryans as a home dog. I'm going to take a shot, Houston, but my best bet is the over. 41.5, I think, is light. I think that game sails through the total.
Wow, you think it sails through?
Yeah, I don't think Stroud is going to be fazed by Pittsburgh. I think maybe they might get some turnovers. It's possible he's a rookie, but still think he's going to put up 250-plus.
I think he's going to have a very hard time.
Okay.
I do.
If he doesn't.
All right, well, if he doesn't, he doesn't. I'm telling you what I think. I think he's going to have a very hard time with the Steelers. The Rams are in Indy. Anthony Richardson is going to start for the Colts, Joe. He comes back after missing last week. Gardner Minshew led them to a win, of course, over the Ravens in that crazy overtime game. Colts minus one, 45.5 is the total. Did the Rams, you know, I always love this stuff, Joe. Did the Rams stay east after...
I don't know.
Being in Cincinnati, I got to look.
Update on that. You love stuff like this.
Scott, I love the travel stuff. That stuff gets...
You get gassed up over this stuff.
No, they went home. They went home after.
What?
And then they're flying back east. So, what? You know, so every team, you know, Joe, they all do these studies about what works the best. Some like staying, you know, the East Coast teams will stay in the West like the Giants did. The West Coast teams will stay in the East the night, which I know Shanahan loves doing that. So McVay decided to go back home after, and on a Monday night, a short week, too.
Why did he do that? Is he trying to lose this game?
Maybe he's done enough research into it that it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Maybe it doesn't make a difference if he keeps them on the same clock.
I actually like the Rams a lot in this game.
Okay. I lean Ram also.
I think they smashed them.
Wow, smashed them.
Yeah, double digits, 13, 10, 13. I think Stafford and that offense are much more complete than Anthony Richardson. And I think the Rams front seven going to shut down the run. I don't think they're going to
run on them. Wow. How about that? Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. All right, we got picks coming up next segment. Let's see what else interests me here, Joe. The Browns, whose defense has been very good over the first 3 weeks, have the Ravens coming to town. Lamar and the crew. Browns had Deshaun Watson limited this week, which would maybe put DTR in line to possibly start the game. But then some reports came out late Friday, Joe, that, he's going to play. You know, they didn't really do much with him in practice this week, but it sounds like Watson's going to be good to go. It did move the line a bit, though. Browns are now minus 1.5, and 39.5 is the total.
Again, DTR, if he does start, he's an athletic quarterback, but is a little inconsistent with turnovers. I still lean to the offensive defensive lines of Cleveland. I do not like the way Lamar Jackson looked in the second half against Indianapolis. Cost his team an opportunity and cost me a ticket by not getting the football to Zay Flowers.
Motion.
I needed five Lowers.
Motion.
5 yards. 5 Flowers I needed. Unbelievable, but... I think Cleveland's the best team in the division right now. The way they're playing defensively, I think they grind out another win. Potentially, I think that could be high scoring too.
I think really?
There could be some turn. Yeah, I think I'm not sold on Lamar right now. That passing attack doesn't look as smooth as everybody thought it would look.
Mm. They've also had a lot of guys out. I mean, Beckham hasn't played. Bateman never plays. You know, it's like basically just Zay Flowers out there every week, the rookie. So, you know, it's amazing that their wide receivers, or really their entire team, can never stay healthy. It just never can. Now, they're going to get a couple guys back on the line this week, but, man, it just boggles your mind. Eileen Cleveland, Joe, in this game. I think you have to like what you've seen from Cleveland.
I think
especially
Cleveland
defensively.
Is as dominant as they come. They can definitely, let me tell you, if they win a division, they can make a serious run in terms of the playoffs because they run the football, they force turnovers, and they have a defensive front that's very difficult to challenge. So, you know, do they match up extremely well against the Chiefs? I think they could push them around a little bit. You know, I know they played in the offseason, preseason, but I think they match up well with the Chiefs.
You think
the Chiefs can stop their rushing attack? I'm just saying.
No, we got a long way to go for that. You know, there is the other side of the ball, Joe, and their offense leaves a lot to be desired. It does. You got to be able to score some points.
We're going
to
run it with 5 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah, but that was all fine and good when you had Chubb. We'll see if these other guys can keep that going. You know, it's just a different ball game now. The Bengals got their first win of the year on Monday night at home against the Rams. You know, Joe Burrow played. Don't think he looked like what you're used to seeing from Joe Burrow, but they got a win, and they didn't go to 0-3. Now they're on the road into Tennessee to take on the Titans. Bengals are -2.5 on the road, 41 flat the total. There's just something for me, Joe. Vrabel and this Titan team, when their dog's at home, you get a big effort out of them. I know they were gutless last week against Cleveland. It was like they didn't even show up to the game. But when their dog's at home, and we know what the situation is with Burrow, he's not very mobile right now, and he's not throwing the ball deep. And Mike Vrabel knows that too.
Carver, here's the problem. They don't use Derrick Henry.
Yeah, what happened there? What's going on with him?
You tell me. I mean, yeah, 80 that's... yards, 60 yards. In order for them to win this game against Cincinnati, he needs 40 touches. Is he getting 40 in this game?
I don't know. You go by the usage that he's had through the first couple of weeks, and I'd have to say no.
Right. So my point is Ryan Tannehill is a complete hump. The offense is one-dimensional. They can't stretch Cincinnati over the top. If Stafford couldn't do it, do we think Tannehill and Tennessee are, even though they're playing at home?
No.
So that's why I think Cincinnati gets another ugly win. Now,
could be the 2.5.
It's a rematch of the playoff game 3 years ago.
Yeah, when, you know, they've played a few times.
I'm just saying.
But the ultimate factor, Joe, is that this isn't really Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but I still believe in the Cincinnati defense, the way they played against L.A. I mean, the Matt Stafford came into that game with back-to-back 300-yard performances. He was basically neutralized. His biggest weapon was Van Jefferson in that game.
I like the under.
Okay.
Blue-collar game. Blue-collar 16-13 game.
All right.
It's going to be like the game the Bengals just played Monday, 1916, like, right? Wasn't that the final there?
Again, yeah, but I don't have any confidence in Tennessee. What's their identity? You know, I could see, all right, you're not going to Derrick Henry, but you're chucking it 40 times a game because you want to get Treylon Burks and those wide receivers involved.
Burks is out,
too. It's not the case.
Burks isn't playing.
But I know that. But what I'm saying is, my point is they got 3 points last week. They got absolutely smacked around in the interior. When you go 3 and out every drive, what does that mean? If you're not using your best player, right, what are you going to do? They're going up against the AFC potential champs, the best team, I believe, still, that can maybe show it when he's healthy, Joe Burrow. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What is it going to take for you to buy in on Cincinnati and the health of Joe Burrow? Like three more games where all of it or
I need to see him look like Joe Burrow. I don't even care if they win. Because it's who they're beating now. Like I need to see Joe Burrow look like the Joe Burrow that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, that played against Kansas City last year. I need that Joe Burrow to completely buy in.
So you would feel better even if they lose this game, if Burrow goes off for like 290 and two touchdowns, no interceptions, and he's throwing 40-yard bombs to Ja'Marr Chase,
I would feel better, but the problem with that is obviously because of what happened the first 2 weeks, you'd be in a pretty good hole if that happened. So that's obviously something that...
Well, it's again, are you buying into Cincinnati big term, or are you buying into the fact that they're done? If you're buying into the fact that they're dead and buried, then you take the Titans.
Well, here's where Burrow's got himself about... He's got a month to figure it out, Joe, and get himself to where he needs to be. Now, they have... Obviously, Titans this week, they go to Arizona next week. They have the Seahawks at home the week after that. Then they have a bye, and then they play at San Fran, home Buffalo, 2 weeks in a row. Those are the two games you need the real Joe Burrow against those two teams.
All right, if I told you Tennessee was ranked 23rd in the NFL in rushing offense, at basically... 90 yards per game.
Yeah.
You buying into that they have an identity right now?
No, I don't think Tennessee's that great.
Right. So how are they scoring?
I'm not saying the Bengals can't win this game. I'm going off of what I've seen the last few years from the Titans at home. I've already seen it this year too as a home dog against the Chargers. I've seen them step up when they're at home and they're the underdog. I've seen it. So That's really all that's there for me. That's what I'm grabbing onto.
So you're just going off of, like, you know, just going off of the fact that potentially this is a bounce back spot.
Well, it's two things for me. Like I said, there's two things that factor in me taking the Titans, or really the under as well. One, like I just said to you, Titans in this spot over the last few years under Vrabel is very, very strong. And two, I don't think Burrow's Joe Burrow. So even if they win the game, there's a chance Titans could cover this. This might get to three by Sunday, and then I'll really be on it. So
see, I just don't buy into the receivers. And I know D-Hop is there and Nick Westbrook, but
I think their offense is pathetic.
I think you have a better shot of winning games if you pull Malik Willis back there. I really do.
I don't know about that.
Well, you might not get it through the air, but at least he can run, and he could at least give you something. You know, here's the thing. I mean... There's just no identity. I mean, if you told me Derrick Henry was rushing for 150 yards a game, I would say, okay, yeah, I'd buy into it. They have nothing.
You might this week. You never know. Patriots are getting 6.5 in Dallas. 43.5 total.
I like Dallas. I don't see how the Patriots back-to-back road games are going to be able. And I know Diggs is out and Josh Dobbs abused them over the top. But here's the thing. Mac Jones is stationary. I think that front seven's getting to him. And I think if Dallas jumps up early, I think it's lights out. Again, you don't have to love Dallas, but they have way more playmakers at home. CeeDee Lamb, Cooks, Tony Pollard, Gallup. They can stretch you where if they jump up early, they just pin their ears back and they're going to. I think this is the end of Bill Belichick. I really do. From being like an elite head coach or elite team. I think they lose this, they fall off the cliff.
Wow, fall off the cliff.
Yeah, and what Jesus. I mean by fall off the cliff is like 5-12.
What about Arizona getting 14 in San Francisco?
I told you,
two tutties.
Here's the thing. I know, right, they're gonna eventually cave, right? I don't think it's going to be this weekend. I think you have one more week. They're playing the NFC best team on paper. Potentially they try to throw haymakers. They lose, but they cover the number.
Wow. We'll come back. Carver and Lisi, week number four picks. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Going down a lucky town. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. What's
you got
that?
A little
What's
bit of a voice on you, karaoke night. Look at you.
Yeah, we're doing okay. All right, Joe. So it is time for the Carver and Lisi Week 4 NFL selections. Let me give you the numbers here so far. Whoa. There it is. One second, Joe. I'm just checking. I'm bringing it up. Here we go. Last week, Joe, 1-3, 7-4-1 overall here through 3 weeks. I was 3-1 last week. A scorching 10-2 to start the year, Joe, through 3 weeks. 10-2 for me so far. So let's see if we can keep that going, Joe, here in week number 4 in the NFL. All right, Joe, what do you got for me? Pick one.
Well, we talked about the progression of C.J. Stroud, 387 yards 2 weeks ago. He backs it up with a 280-yard performance. Now he's catching 3 points at home against a very solid defense in the Pittsburgh Steelers, coming off the Sunday night win over Las Vegas. But what broke out? Kenny Pickett broke out, Carver. You got Stroud, you got Pickett. Give me the over 41.5. I think both offenses are going to eat. I lean to Houston in the upset, but I think it's points aplenty, baby. Give me the over 41.5 in Houston.
Well, since you went there, I'll go to that game as well. It is on my card. As Pittsburgh has been, Joe, the last couple of weeks, they've been good to me here on the picks. We had them last week in Vegas. We had them the week before that, the Monday night game against Cleveland. And I'm going there. I don't think that this one's going to be particularly close. Could there be points, like you say? Maybe. I think the Steeler defense is going to give C.J. Stroud a very, very hard time. Really, for the first time that he's going to have this year. He's thrown for a lot of yards. He's thrown the ball a lot. I think he gets a dose of a big-time NFL pass rush on Sunday. Steelers minus the 3 win this game. It's hard for me to say, like, kill them double digits, because sometimes the Steeler offense, Joe, can get a little sloppy. But I think the Pittsburgh Steelers cover this number, and they win in Houston. Steelers minus 3, pick number 1 for me.
All right. Outside of that, I got three ugly plays. My card is absolutely ugly.
Oh, boy.
We talked about Sean McVay. He loses to Zach Taylor. He loses to, like, Bill Belichick. He loses to, like, Kyle Shanahan, that of old, you know, Sean McVay throughout the years. He ain't losing to Shane Steichen and an offensive rookie in terms of Anthony Richardson, okay? I don't care that they got abused by Cincinnati. Cincinnati's potentially one of the better defenses in the AFC. I know Stafford was inconsistent. Kyron Williams only 39 yards on the ground. That changes this weekend against an average defense in the Colts. Gardner Minshew got the win last week. That's great. We smacked them in the teeth. This week, the Rams outright as a 1-point dog on the road in Indy. Stafford, Kyron Williams, all Aaron Donald. Rams dominate the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow. Dominate. Dominate. How about that? All right, pick number 2 for me, Joe. We talked about this London game between the Jaguars and the Falcons. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of offense in this game. There hasn't been in a lot of these Jaguar London games. We know what the Falcons also want to do. They want to run it. They want to play the game low scoring, close to the vest. Arthur Smith, the king of why win games 40-10 when I can lose them 17-16. And he might lose this one 17-16. I think it stays under the 43.5. Under in London, a sleepy start to Sunday morning with the extra 9:30 a.m. East game. Under 43.5 for me, Joe.
Bill Belichick and Mac Jones got off the mat last week, right? They laid, 2.5 against the New York Jets. They now have won, 15 straight against the Jets. They're like 34-6 since 2003, right? Now they go on the road. They're catching, it was 7, down to 6.5. I think the old man is toast. If they weren't playing the New York Jets last week, they probably would have lost and fell to 0-3. I know Dak Prescott was terrible last week against Arizona. I like the playmakers, CeeDee Lamb. I like Pollard. I like everybody on the offense. Hate everybody on New England's offense. And I think the defense gets to Mac Jones early and often. He's basically like a slam man back there. there. They're going to hit him 15, 20 times in a row, sack him about six times. They're not going to be able to run a lick on that front seven. Dallas routes Bill Belichick, and I mean routes. They make a statement, 17-plus over the Patriots, that gutless team that shouldn't have won last week in MetLife.
Gutless team, listen to you. I'd love to go after you here, but I'm not going to. I got too many other things that I like better. Next for me, another under, Joe. I'm going back-to-back unders for you. It's kind of been my feeling all week. I think the Bill-Miami game is going to be very, very good. I think it's going to be very, very close. I would not want to have anything to do with 2.5 or 3 points in this game. But I just got a feeling that number's a little bit too high, and a lot of it has to do with the 70-plus point, the 70 points that the Dolphins scored a week ago. Under, Joe, 53.5. The Dolphins and the Bills in the B-low will be very tightly contested and in the low 20s late when the Bills pull it out. Under 53.5.
This one's for you, Willie Joe. Who do I hate more than anybody? You can say
boy.
It. Sean Payton, baby. How's it looking now? After you got tacked with a 70-point beatdown in South Beach, let me tell you, you got a gutless quarterback in Russell Wilson. The team hates his guts just as much as I do. You know why? Because he lost his brand. And I'm talking about winning, running the football, trying to sell out for his team and the other 52 guys in that organization. He's a me type of guy, and that's why they lost last week. On top of that, the defense caved in. They're starting to implode, and they're facing my guy, Justin Fields. Even though Matty Eberflus sucks, and they got smacked in the teeth by Kansas City, Justin Fields single-handedly could win this game. He's going to run it, he's going to throw it, and guess what? He's going to strike the upset in Soldier Field. Bears plus the 3.5, and outright over Denver. The ship is sinking, Sean Payton. Get off now or forever hold your peace, buddy. Russell Wilson is going down with the ship, baby.
How bad do you gotta be that you have a team coming into your building that just gave up 70 points and you're 3.5 point dogs to them at home? That tells you all you need. Did you see Claypool on Friday too, Joe? That's going real well. Go look up what Claypool said to the media on Friday. Another guy unhappy. Unselfish, Joe. You know, nobody says that in that locker room. All right, final selection for me. I'm going to the Monday night game, Joe, believe it or not. I don't usually like picking the Monday night game, but I am because I really like this one. I think that this is the absolute last stand at the OK Corral for the Giants this year. I know it's early, but I just don't think they can fall to 1-3 and have any kind of a successful season whatsoever. They're at home. They've got tons of extra rest after playing the Thursday night game in San Francisco. I don't really care if Barkley plays or not. I don't think he's going to. But I think the Seahawks D has had some openings this year. I think it's possible to move the football against them and score some points. Everybody's on Seattle, Joe. Are you seeing some of these numbers?
Yes.
Joe Poe, 80%, 85%. People going to the window. In fact, the Giants are dogs now at home. I'm on the Giants, Joe. Plus 1.5, Monday night against the Seahawks. Dable gets it done with the extra rest.
I know it. All right,
how about that? Recap it, Joe.
All right, over Pittsburgh, Houston, 41.5. Rams plus the 1, Bears plus the 3.5, Dallas minus the 6.5. And I don't wish Russell Wilson any ill type of situation.
Sure.
I just hate him on the football field. I hope they move to 0-4 on the season. I just can't stand his mantra. I don't buy in. Not a team.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Yeah, let's ride. That when you're 0-4.
Very, very, very phony. Steelers minus 3, Buffalo, Miami under 53.5, Atlanta, Jacksonville under 43.5, and the Giants plus the 1.5 on Monday night. The Carver and Lisi Week 4 NFL selections. All right, Joe, there's a few games neither of us have mentioned. We didn't pick them. We haven't talked about them. Let's quickly try to fly through some of them. Minnesota and Carolina, another game of two 0-3 teams. Bryce Young is going to be back for the Panthers. In fact, Joe, the line moved when they said Young was starting. I think it went from 3.5 to 4.5. Vikings favorite on the road, 46.5 is the total. You know, the Vikings always play these close games, Joe, but I got a feeling that they're going to put one on Carolina here. I think it's Vikings for me.
I can't touch this game. I know. I would take the over, I guess. I mean, are you? Here's the thing. Is Frank Reich going to let Bryce Young throw it 58 times this week?
Probably not.
I mean,
probably not.
They have no rushing attack. Minnesota can't run it a lick. They can't run it at all.
They can't.
I mean, I like Carolina. I like the over 46.5. Last time they were here, they let Sam Darnold 2 years ago, 3 years ago, go 98 yards to tie that ballgame in overtime.
The Vikings are so dangerous. You want to lay points with the Vikings, you're going to be in for a sweat all afternoon. It's very tough. The Bucks go to New Orleans, Joe. Bucks getting 3.5 here. It sounds like Carr is going to be good to go for the Saints. 39.5 is the total. I know you get on me. I've been on the Bucks a lot this year. I didn't pick them as a best bet just because, you know, division game. I think the Saints' offense is a touch better than theirs, but that half is enticing to me because I feel like it could be a close one.
Yeah, I just feel like the defense in New Orleans is a little bit better. If Carr does play, I think he could challenge them over the top. Like the playmakers in New Orleans better. And what's the mindset of Tampa Bay? They lost that ball game last week. You would think they're 0-3. I don't know. I just feel like Todd Bowles has lost this team too. Did you see some of the news reports that came out? I mean, nobody's happy there. I don't understand. They're 2-1. They're 2-1.
You're right.
I mean,
not
you would
good
think
to
they're
see.
0-3. What's going on?
Eagles are at home laying 8.5 to Washington. 43.5 is the total. You know, I saw Washington last week, Joe. How, you know, he got sacked 9 times. He threw a whole bunch of picks. Like, it just was awful. And the Eagle D-line's coming in there. They're pretty damn good, too. That could be a tough day for them.
I think it's going to be an extremely tough day. Brian Robinson, I don't think, is going to run it a lick. And you got a rookie quarterback making his start against that defensive front. How many sacks did he get last week? 9?
9.
He might get 12 this week. He might not even make it through the game. They're not going to run on Philly. Give me Philly. Yeah. I'm laying it, and I think Hurts breaks out again.
I got two others that we didn't mention. I'll bring them up to you before we get out of here. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Quickly, Joe, I do have two others to get to, but real fast. Matias, how much do the Falcons win by on Sunday morning?
Woo! You know we're winning by at least 7 points, Carver. Let's go! Dirty Birds Fly High
and
this Sunday.
And that's a 6:30 a.m. start for you, right? 6:30 a.m. kick?
Kids got
yes,
guts.
Sir.
Kids got guts.
I like
it's
it.
Like I'm back in
I
Hawaii,
like
Carver. When I lived in Hawaii for about 10 years, the game started at 7 a.m., baby. 7 a.m. breakfast.
Oh,
time.
That's great. I love it. That's outstanding.
That's the real stuff right there.
Joe, I think there's two games I didn't ask you about. Raiders and the Chargers get together.
Yeah.
Sometimes these games are real weird. Garoppolo may be in. He may not. If he's not, Joe, I think that's going to get a lot bigger than 4.5. And 49.5 is the total right now.
Yeah, Devontae Adams is checked out. I think McDaniels is a terrible
He's going to get traded by the deadline, Joe. I think Adams is going to get moved.
Right, so this team is on the way down. And, again, I got to believe Justin Herbert. Even though I don't love the Chargers and Staley, at home.
Never. That's back. Another team you never like laying points with. You never like laying with the Chargers.
They should be able to get this. I can't buy into the Raiders here. I just can't.
And late on, obviously, the Sunday night game, the Chiefs are now 8.5 against the Jets. This is so bizarre to me, Joe. Like, 90% of the Joe Poe's on the Chiefs. The thing's gone down to 8.5. 41.5 is the total. Like, this should be like the Bear game last week, Joe. I mean, they should thump them, honestly.
It should, Carver. But I'm going to take the over. I lean to the Chiefs. I'm not betting a side because the Jets screwed me last week. This will probably be the week they cover somehow, some way. But I'm
almost
taking
an impossible. Game to watch too, because I'm sure they're going to show the girl up there, the pop star, the whole time. I mean, it's going to be just painful. Joe, great job. Let's get back on track this weekend. Should be a good one. Great job by Matias Burbell. Enjoy the Falcons at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you on Monday night. Have a good weekend. Cash a whole bunch of tickets. See you then.